This is a Zero Agenda News podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. From post-war bilateral alliances to an interlocking architecture spanning defense, nuclear trade, and critical minerals. The paper covers the period from 1951 to present. It has 22 timeline entries. The timeline includes 16 entries graded as fact and 6 entries graded as conjecture. The episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is bilateral foundations from 1951 to 2006. September 1951, ANZUS Treaty signed in San Francisco. Australia, New Zealand, and the United States signed the ANZUS Treaty in San Francisco, establishing a mutual defense commitment in the Pacific. The treaty committed each party to consult and act to meet common dangers in the Pacific region, the legal foundation of the United States-Australia alliance still in force today. This entry is graded as fact. December 1966, Joint Defense Facility Pine Gap Agreement signed. The United States and Australia signed the agreement establishing the Joint Defense Facility Pine Gap near Alice Springs, Northern Territory. Pine Gap became one of the United States' most strategically significant overseas facilities, contributing to ballistic missile detection, signals intelligence collection, and targeting support. This entry is graded as fact. 1982, Australia-Japan Nuclear Cooperation Agreement signed. Australia and Japan signed a Nuclear Cooperation Agreement, NCA, providing the bilateral legal framework for Australian uranium exports to Japan's civilian nuclear power program. Japan had become Australia's largest uranium customer by the early 1980s. The agreement set safeguards requirements consistent with IAEA standards. This entry is graded as fact. January 2005, Australia-United States Free Trade Agreement enters into force. The Australia-United States Free Trade Agreement, Australia-United States Free Trade Agreement, entered into force, immediately eliminating tariffs on 99% of United States manufactured goods and most Australian agricultural exports. Australia-United States Free Trade Agreement deepened economic integration, but remained secondary in strategic terms to the alliance architecture, centered on ANZUS and the presence of United States joint facilities in Australia. This entry is graded as fact. The second phase is Quad experiments and civil nuclear deals, from 2007 to 2019. August 2007, first quadrilateral security dialogue held at RF Manila. Japan, the United States, India, and Australia held the first quadrilateral security dialogue talks at senior officials level on the sidelines of the ASEAN Regional Forum in Manila. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was the principal architect of the initiative, having laid its ideological groundwork in his Confluence of the Two Seas speech to the Indian Parliament in August 2007. This entry is graded as fact. 2008, Australia withdraws from the Quad under Prime Minister Rudd. Australia under Prime Minister Kevin Rudd withdrew from the Quad, citing concerns about provoking China and a preference for inclusive regional multilateralism through SEAN-centered forums. The Quad became dormant as a four-party format. Japan, India, and the United States continued bilateral and trilateral security cooperation, but the quadrilateral diplomatic framework ceased for nearly a decade. This entry is graded as fact. November 2014, Australia-India Civil Nuclear Cooperation Agreement signed in Canberra. Australia and India signed a civil nuclear cooperation agreement in Canberra during Prime Minister Modi's bilateral summit with PM Abbott following the G20 in Brisbane. The agreement enabled Australia to export uranium to India, which is not a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. This represented a significant policy reversal. Australia had previously refused uranium sales to non-NPT states. This entry is graded as fact. The third phase is IUKUS and strategic acceleration, from 2020 to 2024. June 2020, Australia and India signed Mutual Logistics Support Agreement. Australia and India signed a Mutual Logistics Support Agreement, MLSA, allowing each country's armed forces to access the other's military bases and facilities for supply, refueling, and maintenance. The agreement was the most significant of four foundational defense cooperation instruments signed at the Australia-India Virtual Summit. This entry is graded as fact. March 2021, first Quad Leaders Summit held virtually. The four Quad leaders held the first ever Quad Leaders Summit, conducted virtually. leaders announced a quad vaccine initiative, 1 billion COVID vaccine doses for the Indo-Pacific, a quad critical and emerging technology working group, and a quad climate working group. This entry is graded as fact. September 2021, a UK-US trilateral security partnership announced. Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States announced a UK-US. The centerpiece was an 18-month consultation on providing Australia with nuclear-powered, but conventionally armed, submarines using United States and United Kingdom propulsion technology, the first transfer of submarine nuclear propulsion since the United States, United Kingdom Mutual Defence Agreement of 1958, more than 60 years earlier. This entry is graded as fact. January 2022, Australia and Japan sign Reciprocal Access Agreement. Australia and Japan signed a Reciprocal Access Agreement, RAA, the first such agreement Japan had concluded with any country other than the United States. The RAA allowed each country's military forces to enter the other's territory for training and joint activities under a simplified legal framework. This entry is graded as fact. The fourth phase is critical minerals and defense industrial depth from 2025 to 2026. July 2025, Quad Critical Minerals Initiative launched in Washington. The Quad launched the Quad Critical Minerals Initiative at the Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington. The initiative established a four-party technical working group to coordinate investment in extraction and processing of critical minerals across the Quad. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. October 2025, United States, Australia Critical Minerals Framework Agreement signed. Australia and the United States signed a Critical Minerals Framework Agreement, committing over $3 billion in joint government and private sector investment to develop Australian lithium, cobalt, nickel, and rare earth projects for export to United States industrial and defense supply chains. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. April 2026, Australia selects Megami-class design for General Purpose Frigate Program. Australia selected Japan's Mitsubishi-built Megami-class design as the basis for its new fleet of general-purpose frigates, with an estimated contract value of $20 billion, the largest defense export contract in Japan's history. The selection followed a competitive evaluation against European designs. Japan issued a special export license, relaxing its arms export restrictions to enable the deal. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, from hub and spokes to trilateral architecture. Australia's quad relationships have evolved from a hub and spokes bilateral model into an interlocking trilateral architecture. The United States remains the anchor, providing nuclear propulsion technology for AUKUS, the legal foundation for intelligence sharing, and the largest single investment commitment in critical minerals. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, the underappreciated nuclear dimension. The nuclear dimension is underappreciated in public discourse. Australia's willingness to supply uranium to India despite India's non-NPT status, and its acceptance of United States and United Kingdom nuclear propulsion technology for AUKUS submarines, signals a pragmatic departure from the strict non-proliferation posture Australia maintained through the Cold War period. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, critical minerals as the Quad's strategic axis. Critical minerals are the Quad's most commercially consequential current front. Australia's resource endowment, the world's largest lithium reserves and dominant positions in cobalt, nickel, and rare earths, makes it structurally indispensable to any credible effort to reduce Quad members' dependency on Chinese processed minerals. China controls approximately 60% of global rare earth processing and significant shares of lithium and cobalt refining capacity. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, from hub and spokes to trilateral architecture. Australia's quad relationships have evolved from a hub and spokes bilateral model into an interlocking trilateral architecture. The United States remains the anchor, providing nuclear propulsion technology for AUKUS, the legal foundation for intelligence sharing, and the largest single investment commitment in critical minerals. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, the underappreciated nuclear dimension. The nuclear dimension is underappreciated in public discourse. Australia's willingness to supply uranium to India despite India's non-NPT status, and its acceptance of United States and United Kingdom nuclear propulsion technology for AUKUS submarines, signals a pragmatic departure from the strict non-proliferation posture Australia maintained through the Cold War period. The practical recommendation is direct: formalize Japan's AUKUS Pillar 2 status as defined associate membership. Australia should formalise Japan's AUKUS Pillar 2 observer status into a defined associate membership structure with explicit technology sharing rights and obligations. The current ad hoc inclusion creates legal ambiguity and limits Japan's ability to commit industrial resources to Pillar 2 programs. The practical recommendation is direct: develop a deeper civil nuclear dialogue with India. The civil nuclear dimension of the Australia-India relationship deserves a more developed bilateral framework. The 2014 agreement and 2017 delivery established the supply relationship, but Australia and India lack an ongoing bilateral nuclear energy dialogue equivalent to the United States-India 123 agreement. The central takeaway is this: the documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source-linked paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com.